In January, the Alaska Board of Fisheries will consider several proposals to restrict or expand access to Dungeness crab in the waters off Prince of Wales Island. KRBD's Jay Marble has this report on how one community, Whale Pass, could be affected.
Over the years, some communities in southeast Alaska have introduced proposals to the Board of Fisheries to close their local waters to commercial Dungeness crabbing. Residents have argued that these waters should be left to locals so they can harvest the crabs from their skiffs and small boats for their dinner table. That was the case 6 years ago in Whale Pass, a community of about 56 people on the northeast side of Prince of Wales Island. Residents there submitted a regulation change to the Board of Fish, which ultimately closed the waters nearest to Whale Pass to commercial Dungeness crabbers. Daryl Donaldson lives in Whale Pass and is a former president of the Whale Pass Community Association.
It was a high priority of the community to get a set aside because the crab fishing in the inner bay, or the little small area that surround where the personal use people are, was basically just flooded with crab pots, commercial. Navigation of the skiffs back and forth to your house was difficult. The number of crab people were catching for personal use was way, way down. And it was a high priority.
Donaldson says the Whale Pass proposal was passed by the Board of Fish, and since then, commercial crabbers have not been allowed in those waters closest to town. Personal use crabbers and sport crabbing is allowed in those waters. Other communities have had similar proposals passed, proposals that cut out the commercial crabbers. All these communities, like Whale Pass, that have managed to block commercial crabbing might all be affected by one proposal that the Board of Fisheries will consider in January. This proposal seeks to take all those areas that are closed to commercial crabbing and also close them to sport crabbing. In other words, the waters would remain open to personal use crabbing by residents, but not to out-of-state sport fishermen. The Southeast Alaska Fishermen's Alliance submitted this proposal. Kathy Hansen is the CEFA director.
For the last couple cycles previous to this one, there's been more and more proposals to close areas around town. And the justification has always been to have those closures for local residents. In the case of a lot of these closures, people have complained even after the areas have been closed that they still, you know, commercial crabbers are still there because they see all these pots and buoys. And if you go and check, a lot of them are from lodges nearby the area.
Hansen says this proposal has been offered twice before by the Wrangell Advisory Committee, which opted not to try a third time, so CEFA decided to offer the proposal. CEFA is offering another proposal. This one is specific to Whale Pass. This proposal would allow commercial crabbers back into the Whale Pass waters in the fall, but not in the summer. CEFA Director Kathy Hansen says a fall commercial season would not conflict with other user groups at Whale Pass because they're not in the water in the fall.
What we've done in this proposal is we're keeping it closed during the summertime. Commercial fishery. What we're asking is for it to be opened in the fall time when there usually are not, according to the crabbers that are down in that area, they say there is not a, you know, any crab pots left in the water in the area because everybody has pulled their skiffs and don't work in the nasty wintertime weather, which I don't blame them.
Daryl Donaldson from Whale Pass says this proposal is likely to encounter a great deal of resistance from his community. He says the waters near town are heavily fished for crab by personal use and sport fishermen.
And it's been a boom locally. I mean, this is, if this proposal comes forward, I would not be surprised to see people from Whale Pass going to the board meeting, flooding the board with letters opposing the concept of reopening commercial fishing in this small piece of the inner bay. I mean, this is a very small piece.
Dungeness and other southeast and Yakutat shellfish proposals will be considered by the Board of Fisheries when it meets in Petersburg January 21st through the 27th. Those who want to comment on the proposals are encouraged by the Board of Fish to do so in writing at least 2 weeks before the meetings begin. Public testimony will also be taken at those meetings. I'm Jay Marble.